Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The NBA and NHL playoffs are in full swing, so we direct our attention to the court and the ice. In hockey, there will be a new Stanley Cup champion this season. We know that because last night, this happened.
Hurricanes keep it alive. Williams touch the net. Score! They score! Hey, what do you say? The Canes win in overtime.
It doesn't rhyme, but it's good. Sound from NBC Sports Network as the Carolina Hurricanes defeated the reigning champion Washington Capitals in double overtime. The Canes 4-3 Game 7 win, sending the Caps home. Carolina moves on to the second round against the New York Islanders. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist. And Mike, Jeremy and I are going to double team you, but I'm going to start with hockey. Round one, Caps out. Discuss.
It is surprising in the sense that the Capitals won last year, won the Stanley Cup, and were atop the East. It's not surprising if you know the Capitals' history, which is a disappointing one for their fans in terms of playoff losses. But the other reason why it might not be surprising is that if you look overall at hockey, it is the sport where regular season performance has the least correlation with postseason success. Mm-hmm. And this is due to a lot of things. But the number one thing that it's due to is the very nature of hockey. When you have low scoring sports, there is a lot more randomness than when you have a game like basketball, which the better team will usually out in the end just because there are so many chances to score. And so this is why it is something of a joke to play for the regular season in hockey. Players are frequently saying, I have a, quote, lower body injury and take 20 games off because the regular season doesn't matter that much. I mean, they take a break in the NBA, too, but at least home court advantage in the NBA very much correlates to who's going to win. Throw that out the door and cover it with a Zamboni
also,
in hockey.
A lot fewer fist fights in basketball than in
there.
Hockey.
That is
yeah,
true.
There are a couple different. Yeah.
But just to before
basketball players seldom use skates. I mean, we could list them all.
But before we finish with hockey, this is the first time since 1967 none of the division champions have won an NHL playoff series. The first time since 2012 that both teams who played for the Cup the year before failed to win a playoff series. So what happens now? Is there a clear favorite?
Right. That is true. There are usually upsets, but not all these upsets. And as you just noted, the other Stanley Cup Finals participant, the Vegas Golden Knights, they lost in a Game 7 against the San Jose Sharks. A crazy game where four goals were scored within 5 minutes of the third period. Right now, you know who the favorite is? I think you know who I'm going to say.
Yes, I do.
My WBUR friends. It's the Boston Bruins.
Oh, mean right in our backyard here. Them.
That is right. Although they could wind up playing the New York Islanders when we say right in my backyard. If I stand in my backyard, I could watch I could see the Barclays Center.
Actually, and I'm from there, so that my backyard too. Okay, so there you go, hockey.
Mike, I caught the last couple minutes of the Rockets Jazz game last night. The Rockets won; they'll advance to the next round. We're not seeing a lot of playoff upsets in the NBA right now, as we are in hockey.
Well, the Golden State Warriors have lost twice to the Clippers, and they're not down in their series, but that's kind of shocking. I mean, the Warriors are this super team, and they lost one of their best players to injury, Boogie Cousins. But what the Clippers have been able to do to at least, you know, push the Warriors is really surprising to a lot of people. Other than that, the higher-seeded teams have been doing better. I think this is in line with the history of basketball, and as I was saying, a sport with less variance. There seems to be, you would think that in the West, those Houston Rockets who you mentioned, they just got nipped by the Warriors last year. And the way they're playing, they seem to, have their fangs bared for an eventual matchup with Golden State.
And do you think Golden State is still the favorites, at least so far this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the betting markets, and they were such a favorite. I mean, it was more likely they would win than every other team combined, which is a way to say they're 2 to 3 favorites. You have to bet 150 to win 100 on the Warriors.
What?
I don't know that they're not still the odds-on favorites, but right now, especially because they've lost a couple times against the Clippers team that's should not have won a game against them, and there was a tremendous comeback to just get there. I think that a lot of people are saying, all right, we're off the Warriors. Let's look at the Rockets. Maybe we'll look at the East. You know, a lot of people are totally discounting the Milwaukee Bucks because it's a really small market and they're historically a bad team, but who knows how good the Bucks could be? Or, and I don't know if I want to say it to you guys in Boston again, but the Celtics. I mean, there's this possibility where the Celtics and the Bruins both are at least in the finals. I'd say right now, a fairly decent possibility.
What do you think it means to have an NBA playoffs without LeBron James for the first time in 9 years?
It seems like there was no storyline. I mean, for years or for a couple years, the storyline was almost put the regular season on hold. LeBron James is going to, you know, be touched by the Lord or just his own internal sense of self-motivation. Will his team to the finals? That's always happened. One time while with the Cavaliers, he's actually going to win. We don't understand. So the whole thing has been pretty much transmitted to us through a LeBron James prism. Now with him out... The story is not as fun. The Warriors are so dominant, but they're not enjoying playing with each other. You have all these other teams beneath them frustrated, you know, upset at how the 1%, how the elites are holding sway. Mm-hmm. But even those guys aren't happy. It's been a weird season for the NBA.
Mike?
Who knows? Maybe the Bucks will break up the malaise.
Mike Pesca, thank you so much.